Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is good to be back with you after a week of vacation, having fun, doing my thing. It is good to be back. The problem is, when you're gone that long, you've got so much stuff that you got to get into that you don't know where to begin. Because you got so much stuff. Since the last time we were live, the Lakers battled the Heat. The Heat battled the Lakers. LeBron battled Jimmy. Jimmy battled AD. Everybody battled everybody. And now we have a champ. So we're going to talk about that. Tom Brady don't remember how many downs there are. We got to talk about that. And I know it seems old, but it's still part of the same week. And it's a good thing you didn't have me here on the Cave Show to give you my picks, because y'all would have lost some money. Some things we saw coming, some things we didn't see coming. So much stuff to talk about. We've got to talk about Dak and the Cowboys, the NFC East. We got the Bears. We got a little bit of sound. The Cards and the Jets. You know I'm going to talk about Adam Gates. You knew it was coming. You don't even need to be surprised remotely, because you knew what was coming. Michael Thomas can't play nice with teammates. COVID is, it has a team scheduled to play a team, then the team's going to play a team, the team's going to play another team, the team's going to play on this day, then they're going to play on the next day, then they're going to play this week, but it's late in the week, but it's still part of that week, but then they got next week, which is part of this week. We'll break all that down. Washington. The football team, what? You know what? We'll get into that. The Falcons clean house. Astros play the Rays. Dodgers play the Braves. White Sox making moves. And we lost another great one. So we've got so much to get into. Hell, it took me almost 4 minutes just to talk about what we're going to talk about. Just for those of you that are like, you're live. Yes, we are live. We will have a show. Our normal time all week, let me get that out there, 1 o'clock normal time show. It will be a pre-record of the show you're listening to now. If you want to get with us live, I didn't want to mess up anyone's schedule, because I know we have listeners that listen to us on KSRN at 1 o'clock, BTR at 1 o'clock, and then, of course, the replay at 3 on KSRN as well. But those of you that wanted to get live, maybe if you can make an adjustment, you want to make a call in, you're fine. We'll get all that done at the 11 o'clock hour this week. But don't worry, the 1 o'clock show, you'll get your 1 o'clock show. It'll just be recorded a little bit earlier in the day. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging, and I don't want to hit you with old, outdated stuff, even though those shows are classics. Anyway, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. When you get down there, because I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when you get down there, let them know that PLR sent you. You're 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member, get access to the members lounge, check out the humidor, great selection in there. You get a locker when you become a club member. Your locker backs up to that very same humidor with all those great cigars. When you purchase yours, put them in your humidor, in your locker, they never will go bad. Maduro's also serves adult beverages, so you can enjoy every game. Listen, they had the finals. Obviously, the NBA finals are over. They still got football. They still got baseball. They got everything you need. Just go down there, sit down, and relax. Now, if you can't make it in there, no worries. You can go online to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com, and order your cigars online. Now, if you get in early enough with your orders, they ship out same day. So you're not missing anything. Don't worry about anything. All this is done at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And like I said, when you do get down there in person, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. So let's jump right into this. Let's start with the bad first. Dak Prescott, if you saw that, that was really ugly. I guess here's the best way to say it. He was tackled, and instead of his ankle going the way it was supposed to go, it was on a 100% right angle. And just to let you know, no one's ankle should be at a right angle. And as soon as it happened, he knew it, obviously. The gentleman who tackled him, name is escaping me, he knew it. Everyone's calling the sideline, calling the doctors over. And it's tough. That's just tough. And this is why, people, you could say whatever the hell you want to me. If I was Dak, and I'm not, and I know he signed a franchise tag to make, you know, some real good money this year, but in football, nothing is promised to you. And I know he doesn't have the holdout personality, but there's no way if I'm Dak, I would have played this year. Everyone kind of messed up a little bit in this when you stop and think about it, because you cannot treat football like you can a lot of other sports. The injuries are too high. You have too much with risk. And Dallas messed up, if you want to look at it like that from a contract perspective, because you didn't lock him up long term. You know he's the kid's going to come back and play well. And now you put yourself in a position where you're going to have to argue with him again, or you're going to have to try to offer him some type of incentive-laden contract, of which, if I was Dak, I wouldn't take it. And I know you're like, why are you talking contracts? This dude's ankle was at a right angle. But Dak has to think long-term. If anything, I hope this injury showed him, you got to think long-term. Dallas screwed itself because now you don't have a quarterback that you know is going to come back next year for you, and you know doggone well he's not taking a discount now. You hurt yourself by franchise tagging him. You weren't able to leave any money free. You weren't able to get anyone on that just lousy defense that you have. And now you're in a worse position. And if I'm Dak, I'm out. And I'm going to tell you where Dak should go. And you're going to say, oh boy, here goes that homelessness again. Dak would be perfect in Chicago, because Dallas has no clue what they're doing. They have an owner who hires coaches based on if they won't put up a fight against them. Jimmy Johnson, personality too strong. I had to let him go. Go out and get Barry Switzer. Barry Switzer wasn't going to put up a fight with Jerry Jones. It wasn't going to happen. He could do what he wants, how he wants. He could say what he wants. Didn't matter. Go out, you get Bill Parcells, very opinionated, very strong-willed, very strong mind. Didn't mind getting in the trenches with you. Guess what? Didn't work out. Jason Garrett was going to do what you said. Wasn't going to push back much. Wasn't going to fight back much. Wasn't going to do anything that rocks the boat. And then you go out and you get a guy who's, listen, when I tell you this, I'm not saying it to be cruel or mean. I'm saying it because I believe it to be true. Mike McCarthy is no longer a great coach. He's changed nothing. He does nothing different. He had Aaron Rodgers. He couldn't win with Aaron Rodgers. He couldn't devise things that would help Aaron Rodgers continue to be really good in Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers was still really good in spite of that. And so he goes down to Dallas. He's happy just to be back in the game. He's not going to make waves with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones needs a guy that's going to push him back. When he pushes, he's got to push back. And billionaires are like that. Billionaires don't like to be told they're wrong. They didn't get to be a billionaire by a bunch of people telling them they're wrong. They didn't get to be a billionaire to only have a bunch of people tell them what they shouldn't do. But they've got to do something. And that's why I think Dak would end up perfectly in Chicago. Chicago needs QB. But they're going to win too much to draft one that's going to be any good over the next 3 years. You got a defense that's ready to go. You got a running back next year that'll be going into his third year. Allen Robinson's not getting any younger. You have some young receivers with Mooney. You got Anthony Miller. You got some guys. You need someone that can deliver the ball consistently. Mitch is out. We know Mitch is out. Good quarterback. Won a Super Bowl. But is Nick Foles the guy to carry you on next 2 or 3 years? I don't think so. I think that guy resides in Dallas. And I think the Bears should go after him. And I know there's going to be a rehab process. I know it's going to take some time. But I tell you what, that is the guy the Bears need as their quarterback. You don't need to go out and get one of these other guys. You don't need to go out. And as much as I like Cam, you don't need Cam at his age and with his injury history. If you have a guy like Dak sitting out there, that's the guy you need to go and get. And as much as I think there are other quarterbacks in the draft that may be good, the kid from Ohio State, obviously Trevor Lawrence, you're going to win too much to go and get them. And even if you do, if you're a team, if I'm a defensive player on the Bears, I don't want a rookie quarterback. I want a guy that I know I can win with. That guy would be Dak. And it's too bad that his season had to come to an end like this. It's a 4 to 6 month injury, they're saying. Obviously, they're saying the surgery went well. Rarely do you hear surgery didn't go well. Surgery always goes well, generally. And he should be back, ready to go by the start of next season. Bears, make your move. Go and get him. Best wishes to Dak and the Cowboys in a division and an NFC East that I don't know how the Cowboys, even with Dak out, can't win that division. They're 2-3, and they're leading the division at 2-3. Philadelphia is 1-3-1. Carson Wentz is still garbage. Washington is 1-4. Time for a minute, we're going to talk about that. Anything that we don't get to in that rundown I gave you today, we're just going to push it to tomorrow, and we'll definitely get into it. And the Giants are 0-5. And I love how people say, well, no one beat anybody. Well, hell, if they're in your division, you got to be who's there. And when you look at the record of the Giants at 0-5 and Atlanta, who we'll get into, that's 0-5 as well, you got to start thinking, who's going to need Trevor Lawrence? What teams will need a quarterback? Are the Giants that sold on Dave Brown? Matt Ryan, I think it's time to start adjusting to the next stage of your career. He's a good quarterback. He's not Aaron Rodgers good. He's not Ben Roethlisberger's good. And as he gets into age, maybe it's time to start thinking of his successor. And if it's going to be someone like a Lawrence coming out of Clemson. But the Bears played, let me flip this back around. Bears played Thursday night after I was talking about how Dak should go to the Bears. And they beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And got a lot of help. Tom helped us. Remember what I said? Only thing better at 43 and 42 is Scotch and bourbon. Tom Brady had a mind freeze. Mind fart. Whatever you want to call it. Brain freeze. He got the downs. And he could have had a first down. He could have moved the chains and kept going. But he forgot the down. So the Bears got a win. They didn't get a field goal attempt. Turns the ball over on downs. But there's still some things that worry me about the Bears. Some big things that worry me about the Bears. And I'm going to tell you what those things are in a minute and 15 seconds. This is The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Monday. You should be ashamed of yourself Monday. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of those on here for sure. I feel like that award goes to the same person every Monday, and you probably know who I'm talking about. We'll get into this person and their game very, very shortly. Make sure you're checking us out every day, 1 o'clock, right here on BTR, KSRN, and then you could get the replay as well, KSRN. Make sure you're downloading the Casual Sports Radio Network app from the Google Play Store, Apple App Store, wherever you get your apps from. Also, if you're ever just looking, you're like, "Oh man, when is that show on again?" All you got to do is go to sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Click that Listen Live button. It will route you right over to us live at 1 o'clock. If it's any other time, there's a plethora of shows that will pop up for you. Make sure you definitely check those out. Maybe there's a favorite you want to rehear. Maybe there's one that you missed. And you can just go in and check it out. And we love that. Also, on the website, on the left-hand side of the website, there's some of our top shows, some of our favorite interviews. So people out again, or people out for the first time. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR, and the website is Sports Cave. Cave is always with the K, and that's a Sports Cave. When we're on live, the call-in number is 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law line. So feel free to chime in whenever you want. If I don't get right to you, I do apologize. Just either hang on or give us a call back one way or the other. As I saw, I lost a couple calls over the very quick commercial break. So I was talking about the Bears, and I was talking about Thursday, and I was talking about some things I like, but there were some things I just absolutely did not like either. The Bears need to be consistent with the run, because I don't know, honestly, what team the Bears are. And I'm going to get into that with another team shortly as well, but I don't know what kind of team the Bears are. Are they a Kansas City-type passing team? Are they an opportunistic running team when they get the chance? Are they a spread you out and throw you all over the place team? Are they a 3 yards in a cloud of dust and let the defense do it? I don't really know what this team is. And I think that's part of the problem. I don't think this team knows what this team is. Usually teams take on the personality of their coach. And I don't want to compare pro ball to college ball, but I'm going to a little bit. When Herm Edwards became coach of the ASU Sun Devils, one of the first things he said was, we will be a running football team. Doesn't mean we're not going to pass. Doesn't mean we're not going to have games where we pass more than we run. But the one thing that travels, rain, sleet, snow, shine, indoors, outdoors, cold, warm, night, day, doesn't matter. The things that travel, the two things that travel, are defense and a running game. And ASU is taking that personality on with their head coach. When you look around the league, look at the New England Patriots. Tough. Always a good dude. Always disciplined. Don't make a lot of dumb mistakes. Where does that come from? It comes from their head coach. Never give up. Pittsburgh. Never give up. Always fighting. Always coming up with something else. Next man up. Let's make this work. We're going to find a way. Comes from their head coach, Mike Tomlin. Coach a certain way that allow their teams to take on that personality. So if the Bears had a personality right now, I'd just call it cute. It's Bears always getting cute with things. There's always a little bit of that third and one, or we're first and goal from the one. Is there a handoff? No. It's a end around. It's a jet sweep. It's a this. It's a that. Everything is cute. Nothing has hit you in your face. And I think the team offensively takes it on. They play cute. And what's funny is Matt Nagy will come on, meet with the media, and talk about the run game, and talk about he knows they got to get a run game. And you know what? It's, just listen to him yourself. Matt Nagy, Bears head coach.
Here's what I noticed. Yesterday you saw, if you watched any of the Colts and the Browns game, you notice that the Browns ended up winning that game. They threw the ball 28 times in the first half. The Colts have a pretty good run defense, and the Browns have a pretty good rushing offense. And so sometimes what you need to do is, as you go through this, is you just got to figure out, okay, where are your best matchups at, and the teams you're facing. You know, it gets old always talking about the last 2 weeks. I know I'm saying from my point of view, for you guys to hear it from me in regards to these two fronts that we played. But there's some realness to that. And so when you go into these games, it is our job to make sure that personnel-wise, you try to give your team the best matchup possible by personnel, but then also by what you're doing, whether it's run or pass. And so, I do believe, I have a lot of faith in our run game. I really do, and different ways of how we're going to get back to it. I feel good about that. There's no panic at all. I know that for me, that part's exciting to figure out ways to get it back on track, because that's ultimately going to help our offense.
I know a great way to get the running game back on track. Run the ball. How's that? Run the ball. It's like when you want to drop a couple pounds. I got to figure out a way to drop a couple pounds. Eat less, work out. It's not always rocket science. Run the ball with your running back. Don't run the ball with a wide receiver. Maybe hold on to a fullback. I'll create some holes. Matt Nagy, I think he's a good coach. I do. But I think sometimes he makes the simple complicated. You don't always have to make the simple complicated. I need to find a way to run. Well, run. We need to find a way to make this. Then do it. There was a game last year where the Bears literally ran the ball 7 times in one game. Let me repeat that. There was an NFL football game last year where the Bears ran the ball a total of 7 times. It's not finding a way to run. It's doing it, man. Call the plays. There's not a lineman out there that will tell you they would rather pass block than run block. They would all rather run block. All of them. There's not one. And Matt Nagy conveniently leaves things out. He said the Browns passed 20-some times. What he left out was they also ran the ball a lot. They passed, by the time the game was over, they passed the ball 38 times, ran the ball 33. He left out that Kareem Hunt touched the ball 20 times on carries, not just passes, but on carries. He forgot that part. The Cleveland Browns are a running team. Mike Stefanski has these guys running the ball. And yeah, there are times he'll use the pass to set up the run. But another thing Matt conveniently left out. The Colts are a great defensive run team. But on third down to put the game away, the Browns didn't get cute. They didn't send Baker Mayfield back there to pass the ball. They handed the ball off against a good run defense, got a 32-yard chunk play, and then ran the clock out. Because they didn't give up on the run. They stuck with the run. Bail out on it. If Matt Nagy has a couple plays where things go awry, oh, well, I guess you can't run the ball tonight. Let's pass 75 times. You just simply can't do that. In the game against Tampa Bay, the Bears passed the ball 42 times, ran 14. Ran 14. 3-1. What kind of balance is that? What kind of balance is that? That's not successful. And yeah, I know they're 4-1. And I obviously, I'm a Chicagoan. I'm very happy they're 4-1. But Chicagoans, when it comes to football, when it comes to our faces, we like you. Right. But when it comes to football, we don't want cute. I've said this before. When it comes to football in Chicago, we like to play defense, and on offense, we like to hit you in the mouth. And then when we stop hitting you in the mouth, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hit you in the mouth again. And then we're going to hit you in the mouth again. Just keep hitting you in the mouth. So then by the fourth quarter, those 3-yard runs are 6-yard runs. And we're constantly setting up deep plays because the play action will work. A play action will not work when you don't run the ball or when teams think that you're going to abandon it. They'll sell out. If your best running back is David Montgomery, he runs 10 times. And then you run Cordero Patterson another 3. And Nick Foles had a run. So let's take his off. Designed running plays make it 13 with 42 passes. That's more than 3-1. You cannot consistently be successful like that. Cannot. It catches up with you. So Matt Nagy, you know, you have to find a way to run. Run the freaking ball, dude. Bears go to Carolina next week. If they think they're going to get away with that, unless Nick Foles just has an out-of-his-mind type game, they've got another thing coming. Now, fortunately for the Bears, this schedule sets up beautifully for them, and that allows them to get into bad habits, thinking that they're going to be able to consistently throw the ball all through the air. Because after Carolina, they get Detroit. Oops, I'm sorry, wrong way. After Carolina, they get San Francisco, who's just all types of banged up. all types of banged up. I'm sorry again. They get the Rams. Apologize. They get the Rams. Then they get the Saints. Then they get Tennessee. Schedule isn't set up for ease, so I apologize for what I said before. They better find a way. 4-1 could turn into 4-4 real quick, which could turn into 4-5. Look at Tennessee. They have Ryan Tannehill, a good quarterback, but you know what they do? They run the ball with that outrageously sized of a human being, and they run the ball right down your throat over and over and over. And when you look at the Bears' schedule, and this is why people say they don't believe in their 4-1, because after Carolina, it goes Rams, Saints, Titans, then Minnesota at home. Then you go to Green Bay. Then finally you get to come home against Detroit. Then you go to a Houston team that's bad, but now since they got rid of a lousy-ass coach, they may be better. Then you get Minnesota again, then Jacksonville, then you close it out against Green Bay. As easily as the Bears can go 10-6, the way their schedule sets up, they can go 6-10. Matt, you better find a way to run that ball. It can only help you in the long run. Only help you. I don't want to hear anymore. We got to find a way. Find a way. Make it happen. It's Cave Show, PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for hanging with us on this Monday afternoon. So, we were talking about a team that's 4-1, and I'm talking about them like they are not a good team. I'm coming down on a 4-1 team. What do you think about it? You might say that's absolutely crazy. Why are you coming down on a 4-1 team? And you're about to give praise to a team, not even 4-1, they're 3-2. But I like what the Cardinals are doing. And I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals. And I know they played a Pop Warner team with the Pop Warner coach. Actually, I think Adam Gase could get fired from a Pop Warner team. I really do. You do too. If Adam Gase was coaching the Lincoln Park Little Runners, he'd get fired. And why would he get fired? Because the man sounds like
I mean, it's either.
You don't want your coach talking like that. But before I get on Adam Gase, which is so easy to do, the Cardinals came out and they started this game and they put the Jets behind the eight ball really early, and it's courtesy of Chase Edmonds.
The season continues now. They're still learning each other, both as a head coach and a quarterback. Delayed handoff, and Chase Edmonds off to the races. And Edmonds into the end zone for an Arizona touchdown.
Well, this is such a good job by Darrell Daniels. And get the knockdown block right here. Bam, right on Avery Williamson. Then you have Jets need more.
Okay, so maybe this is just me. I think Chase Edmonds should be the starting running back of this team. I think Kenyon Drake is a good running back, but Kenyon Drake is starting to run like the dude we moved out of here. We don't need a second coming of the tiptoe. We don't need Kenyon Drake to run east and west, north and south, my man. Ran like you were trying to make the team last year. And this year, you're running like you made the team. Whereas Chase Edmonds is still running like a guy that's trying to make a team. He has incredible chemistry with Kyler Murray.
Man, Chase is, he can do it all. He can run the ball. He can catch out of the backfield. He can block. He's a smart football player. You know, he loves the game. I can't say enough about Chase, to be honest. He's a great football player.
He is. And listen, Kenyon Drake can run hard. Kenyon Drake can do a lot of good things. I'm not saying bench him, put him in for a whole game. I just think he get more with Murray. And Murray is talking about all the weapons that this team has.
I mean, we got weapons, and I think, you know, we got to use our guys, and you know, I think you see that with the plays out there. You know, just letting D Hop do his thing, letting C Kirk do his thing, Andy, all the guys that we have a lot of dudes. Like I said, you know, before the season, so at some point you just got to let them go, let them do what they do, try to get the ball in their hands, and that's my job. Try to execute what coach calls, and we did that better today.
Yeah, well, that D Hop, DeAndre Hopkins, is on a whole nother planet.
You know, you throw a go ball up to, especially that one to D Hop. You know, I didn't even know if he was going to catch it. You know, he shows you time and time again why, you know, he's the best shooter in the league. And then you got guys that you just put the ball in their hands, and they make plays for you. And, it makes my job a whole lot easier.
Well, you know what doesn't make anyone's job easier is when you have the ball. And he's naming these weapons, you know, the Hopkins and the Edmonds and the Isabellas and all this. But, dude, when you're in the open field, you're an Xbox controller, PlayStation controller. You have an R1 and R2. You have more than that when you get an open field and you decide to run.
Edmonds in motion. Murray will keep, as you said, Chris, running the football and runs it in for the touchdown. Come back. Needs it for the second half.
Kyler Murray is going to be a problem for a lot of people. Even though he started slow, ended up passing for well over 300 yards. Touchdown pass, touchdown run. You don't know what he's going to do. Hell, even Adam Gase says you have no idea what you're going to do when Kyler Murray has the ball. If it's 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-5, 3rd-and-6, playbook's open. Adam Gase on Kyler Murray.
With that quarterback and the skill players they got, they have, you know, there's so much on the table that you can go to. Kyler makes it very difficult. When you basically are 3rd-and-5 or less with him, all your run-pass options are available. So you have to play a certain way on defense to take away everything because you don't know what's coming. It could be zone read. It could just be a straight drop back, play action pass, you know, a gadget play. I mean, you got a lot of options. I mean, you got, you know, Hopkins out there who, you know, is going to, he's going to give some attention there. So it's just they have a lot of options there, and they can cause a lot of problems.
Now, on the Cardinals side, you know they have a lot of options. You'd like to see them exercise those options and do what they can. But the other team has to commit to doing one thing and taking something away. And this is where the Bears and the Cardinals are very similar. I still don't know what kind of team this is. Are they a running team to set up the pass? Are they a passing team to set up the run? Are they a consistency team in that they're going to run the exact same plays from the exact same formations? And when I say exact same plays, I don't mean, you know, the exact same play per se, but everything is going to derive from a certain place. In that, I mean, when Kyler's under center, is it always a handoff? When Kyler's in the shotgun, is it always a pass or some type of read option? How are they going to diversify to throw people off? But where Adam Gase sucks as a coach, going back to the Jets side, is when you listen to players that played for Bill Belichick, he would devise a way to take away one thing from you. The thing you love to do the most, he took that away from you. And that's not saying he didn't pay attention to the other things, but he took the thing you like the most away. And he made you beat him, and still to this day, makes you beat him with your second plan. So Adam Gase, yeah, they have a plethora of players and a plethora of weapons, just as you heard Kyler Murray say. But what do you take away? Well, if I'm playing the Cardinals, I'm definitely taking away DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm spying on Kyler Murray so he can't run. And I'm basically saying, Kyler, you're going to beat me from the pocket, and you're going to beat me by throwing to Andy Isabella and to Larry Fitzgerald. And no knock on Larry Fitzgerald, but let's just be real. If Larry Fitzgerald's name was Tom Wukenkamp, he would have been cut. He makes $11 million a year, and his production has been little to nothing this whole year. And I'm not saying, well, all of that is Larry's fault. He's got to be targeted. But let's not acting like this is Larry circa 2008. It's not. And as much as he is the face of sports in Phoenix, and that's undeniable, that's undoubtable, you could find someone that would do the exact same thing on the football field. Not all the intangibles that Larry Fitzgerald brings. Because we know those are all intangibles. We're not talking about how special he is to the Cardinals, to Phoenix, to the city, for all the stuff that he does. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about production only. If you talk production only, there's a wide receiver out there that you could pay probably about $900,000 to that would give you the same. So if I have to make Larry beat us or Andy Isabella beat us, or if we lose on the ground, then you know what? Great job. Let's line up and try it again. But defensively, they don't find what they could take away. Adam Gase gets real confused about that. Listen to him talk about his defense and his offense.
I mean, biggest thing is defense did a good job in the first half. Kept it tight. I thought they did a really good job of keeping Kyler in the pocket and making it tough on him. They played good up front, you know, for a long time, and we couldn't play complimentary football on offense. I mean, we had opportunities in the red zone, and, you know, we have a third and fourth and one. We get an interception, and we're not getting anything out of that. And, you know, it's too much for us to overcome. And then, you know, we get to 17-10, and then get them to fourth and one, and then, you know, they convert and then end up scoring and put the game out of reach. So with that, whatever you guys got.
Look, when a coach is talking like this, listen.
We got to play a full 60 minutes. We got to play more competitive for 60 minutes. We're letting it get away, you know, at a certain point in the game. You know, I mean, those first two games, it's hard to even look at those, and, I mean, those got away too early, and then these last two, it's like we have an opportunity to swing the game, and, you know, we're not doing it.
We've got to play for 60 minutes. He's been saying that for 5 weeks. You got to coach for 60 minutes. And then he follows up with this nonsense.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to say, hey, this is what it would be. You know, if those, you know, other guys are in there, I mean, it's hard to put it all on one group. I mean, I think we're having negative plays at the wrong time. You know, we can't put ourselves in second and long. And then when we do get third and five or less, we got to convert. You know, we're just not making it happen when we need to continue the drive. Adam.
Things could get better this week. And I don't know how with Le'Veon Bell coming back, but Le'Veon Bell didn't come back with Darnold as his quarterback. Darnold's hurt, so they had to play their backup. And I want you to try something. Here's what I want you to do tonight. I want you to go home. And on the way home, I want you to stop at the store and get some Spam. Spam, hot dogs, and bologna. get them all. Run through the vegetable aisle and pick up some collard greens. That's what I want you to do. Run by dairy, grab some eggs. And don't forget the milk. Pick up all that stuff. Now, we live in Arizona, so contextually, I want you to picture this. Now, when you go home, I want you to put that Spam, that bologna, and those hot dogs, and some water in a boiler and boil it. I want you to get a skillet. I want you to fry those eggs up. I want you to get those collard greens, and I want them cooking, just like you're from Mississippi, Alabama. And I want you to cook them all up. And I want you to get that milk, open that carton of milk, and sit it right on the counter. And then I want you to go on vacation. A nice 7-day, 8-day vacation. And then I want you to come back in your house with the air conditioned that you left off. And when you open the door and you get a whiff of that bologna, Spam, and hot dog water and those eggs that were sitting there and that carton of milk that you left open and some old collard greens that sat out, that smell will still smell better than the way Joe Flacco can play quarterback. And you thought that the Jets could be better? You are out of your ever-loving mind. Joe Flacco is hot garbage. And the Jets are just running backwards on the treadmill. And as long as this guy keeps picking up a paycheck every single week, it's laughable. This is what he's still talking about.
I go back to work. We got to get, we got to learn from this film. We got to figure out a way to play, a full 60 minutes. And we need all three phases, playing well together. It's just like one side's playing well, the other side's not. Then we finally start getting something going, and then we fall apart on the other side and just not giving ourselves a chance to be there in the end. Adam,
we went to the store, and we bought the peanut butter, but we forgot the jelly. Nobody got the hot dog buns for the hot dogs. It's always something. I'm going to tell you something right here. Organizations that are successful, they never give you an excuse as to why they're successful. You never hear someone say, you know what, yeah, everything is going great. Yeah, I got a promotion on my job, but I should have got that promotion. Yeah, I worked hard to start my own company, but I shouldn't have been put in that position to own my own company. Because you don't have to give an excuse to be a success. You have to work hard, pay attention to details, and be disciplined. Here's a guy that said, I can't get my offense, defense, and special team to all play well at the same time. If one is doing this, then the other one isn't. It's because there are no consequences for this not happening. And you can't have consequences too much on a team that doesn't even like you. This team does not play hard for him. And it's obvious. And the Cardinals, I'm glad they went in there and won. Because, yeah, I like the Cardinals. Hell, I live and work and cover sports in Phoenix. But every week this guy sits down and gets a paycheck and repeats the same old crap over and over and over, and he's still getting a paycheck to be awful. We got to do better. We got to be able to convert. We got to cut down on mistakes. We got to make sure we're one team. We got to look at the film and see where we can get better. If I were you, I'd stop looking at the film. Take the film, throw it away. Pretend that's your ex-wife. Throw all the pictures away. Because the film ain't helping you. Because what you're looking at ain't making you better. What you're looking at is making you depressed. But good for the Cardinals. Glad they got a win. I told you I wasn't going to get to all this stuff today. I'm trying to give you three shows in one show, and that's too much. back to 15 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Last segment. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Let's do it in style. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms at Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with the K, sportscave.com. And you can catch me on the Twitter at PLR on sports. So last night, the Lakers completed their journey. They are the NBA world champs. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to LeBron James, who led yet another team to the promised land in the NBA. And this season, don't fall for the banana and tailpipe. It was not easy by any stretch of the imagination. Going down to that bubble and winning and not being around family, friends, anything for over 90 days, it definitely wasn't easy. And when you get a player who's one of the top players to ever play in the game, like a LeBron James, you have to keep finding ways to push yourself, to challenge yourself, because you don't have anything else to prove. There's nothing else for LeBron James to prove. But here's what he said on just finding that edge and doing doing what he needs to do.
I think, personally, thinking I have something to prove fuels me, and it fueled me over these last year and a half since my injury. It fueled me because no matter what I've done in my career up to this point, there's still a little rumblings of doubt, or, you know, comparing me to, you know, the history of the game. And has he done this? Has he done that? You know, so having that in my head, having that in my mind, saying to myself, why not still have something to prove? I think it fuels me.
I love it when great players have to come up with things and manufacture things to drive themselves. But don't fool yourself with this. LeBron James isn't playing against the history of the game. He's playing against Michael Jordan. Has nothing to do with the history of the game. And he stopped short of saying that, but it's against Michael Jordan, because he will always be compared to Michael Jordan. And when you talk about coming up short or coming up this or coming up that, believe me, he wanted to get that one more, because now that puts him at four. And now and miss me with the Robert Horry has seven. I understand he has seven. I understand Steve Kerr has, what, five? I get all that. They're really good players. Robert Horry didn't get the name Big Game Bob for no reason. He can flat out play. But when you start putting these players in categories, and you got Michael with six, and Duncan with five, and Kobe with five. And I'm not going back to Bill Russell when they had nine teams and the Celtics were just beating the shit out of everybody. I'm not going back to that. I'm talking about in an era where it was a lot more competitive, a lot more talent in the NBA. He wants to be up there with those guys, because he wants to be the greatest player ever. He wants to go down as the greatest player ever. And as long as that other number 23 is hanging out there, he is always going to be competing with him. And is it fair or unfair? I don't know. But the dude keeps winning. Here's what he talked about in the
podcast. I can't really explain it. There's just certain things you just know. In any type of relationship, you kind of just feel, you just know that vibe. You have that respect. You have that drive, and sometimes you can't explain what links you with somebody, and then it's that organic.
And that's him talking about his bond with Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis talked about his bond with LeBron.
Went to the finals
you know, 9 out of 10 times for the last 10 years, is it's hard not to believe him. You know, it's hard not to believe that he's not going to get there. And when I got
And he's right. It's hard to believe that guy's not going to get to the finals. That's what he does. And AD talked about his dad and Kobe and just being a champion.
So much champagne. I don't remember what I said to my dad. probably I love him. He's proud of me. And I told him this is why we work. This is why we grind. And, you know, he congratulated me. And for Kobe, I know he's looking down on us, super proud. He, you know, before the tragedy, he would come to the game and he would just tell us, like, this is y'all year, and go out there and take it. And he had a lot of confidence in our team. He had a lot of confidence in the organization to go out there and win it this year. And, you know, when we brought out the Mamba jerseys, we had a different swag. It sucked that we, you know, didn't go undefeated.
And he meant go undefeated in those jerseys. But before I get out of today, I'm squeezing this in. Rondo was talking about winning this title and how much this title meant to him.
Just, I've been through a lot in my career. Everyone goes through a lot. You play the game this long, 14 years, and I had early success. A lot of great teammates early, great coaching staffs early. And I thought that's what the NBA was. And obviously down the road, year 10, 11, things changed for me in my career. Every time going into training camp, you weren't expected to win a championship because the teams I was on. So that was a different mindset coming into the season. So, but able to get back to this, you know, this season in particular, understanding that we did have a team to compete for a championship from day one, and to be able to come full circle an entire year later, we reached our goal and our dream. So, been a long time for me. Last time I was in a situation, obviously the results didn't turn out as well. So being able to come back and redeem myself and play a big part in this championship is definitely a hell of a feeling. It's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. And then also being able to experience with my son here. So I'm very blessed to do it. While he's able to understand, you know, at 9 years old, soon to turn 9, that, you know, his dad's a champ. Able to witness it. You know, 12 years ago, he wasn't born when I won. So for him to be here and my daughter at home watching, it's definitely just a real feeling.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations to Rondo, only man to ever win a title in Boston and L.A. L.A. has caught Boston, 17 titles each. In my mind, L.A. has passed Boston because, like I said, they were winning them when there was actually more than two teams in the NBA. Real quick news notes until we get out of here, and I mean real quick. Saints, Michael Thomas, selfish person, got in a fight, will not play tonight, suspended by the team. They have a bye next week. He won't play until the week after. I'll get into Washington tomorrow. The Falcons, clean house, interim head coach, Raheem Morris, as they got rid of their head coach, Dan Quinn, and their GM, Thomas Dimitrioff. They clean house. Get into more tomorrow. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Make sure you peep us out tomorrow right here. As we always say, Temps, bring us